This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
WPR and Wisconsin Watch are documenting the lives of Wisconsinites in this unprecedented time with a new series of audio diaries called Outbreak Wisconsin. With record numbers of people unemployed nationwide, the service industry has been hit particularly hard. Madison bartender Amy Moreland has been out of work since mid-March. It's affected her finances and also her mental health.
So my day-to-day life before coronavirus was, I was actually just like in a very like a good place, I guess is what I would say. I was thriving. I had quit my job at the bar that I worked at for a very long time. I had quit drinking. I had gotten a new job bartending, but also that came with like a little bit more responsibility. So it was giving me a greater sense of purpose. I was really happy. I was in a really good spot in my life. Like I said, I was thriving. And now I was so living so tightly before that I didn't have a lot of money to, you know, play around with. I think I had about $1,000 in my savings account, which was really hard to get to at that point, like making as little as I did. But it was like what I scrimped and saved. And I was really excited about, I've never, you know, like working in restaurants and bars, I've never had a 401k. So I'm getting to the point at 38 that I've realized that I need to have something like that. And the only way I was going to get it is if I made it for myself. So I started to save this money like really diligently, and I started to make these moves, and it's all gone in the last couple weeks because I don't have any income coming in. I did apply for unemployment. So I get $100 a week to live on through unemployment, which is, you know, whatever. I'm happy they're giving me anything, but it's, I mean, the little money that I was making was not $100 a week. My rent is $1,000 a month. So I've honestly, you know, spent a lot of time on the computer, on Facebook, on doing things that, you know, are not good for me. Not eating particularly well, when I, you know, not eating for a long time. And then when I do, just eating something terrible, like zebra cakes or, you know, half a pizza. And I mean, 1 month ago, I was going to the gym every single day and like seeing like a trainer and like being on a schedule and entering like being on a really great diet and everything. And now it's like, if I can make myself go outside and take a walk around the block, like it's not a good place to be, I guess is where it is. And what I'm scared of the most now is that I'm not going to be able to get back to the place that I was. I'm scared that this is going to be the new normal. I'm scared about politics, that we're going to start hating our neighbors even more than we already do, like this terrible divide. I'm afraid nothing is ever going to go back to normal, and at the same time, I'm afraid everything is going to go back to exactly the same. And what do I think will be different when this is over? I mean, I think that's part of the scary thing, is I don't know what it's the unknown.